Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 KFrog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, and Corky's Kitchen and Bakery, with 13 locations in Southern California, is doing a very special fundraiser, as they do every year, to help the kids at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. Here to tell us more is Scarlett Czarnecki, Director of Patient Care for LLUCH's Pediatric Hematology and Oncology Services, and Darren Hanlon, Director of Operations for Corky's. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Start by giving us an overview of the Cancer Center at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital.
So we have pediatric cancer services for children ages 0 to 26 years of age that we either see in our inpatient unit, which is 4,800 in the Children's Hospital, or in our outpatient clinic and Children's Hospital Infusion Center.
And how many children does LLUCH treat each year?
I always like to say that our unit is a home away from home for about 280 children per year, but we probably have upwards of 120 new diagnoses of pediatric cancer at Loma Linda each year.
Now, when you visit the 4,800 unit at LLUCH, what really strikes you when you walk in is that you really try to make this a happy environment for the kids. Can you speak to that a little bit?
We try to make it bright and cheery, lots of smiles, because these kids are fighting big battles and we need to provide an environment that's conducive to that. We have TVs, playrooms. The environment really is to try to support a healing time for them and allowing them to have an experience that's conducive to childhood while they're also fighting pediatric cancer.
And from what I've observed at LLUCH is that you try not just to take care of the kids, but the whole family. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the dynamic of having a sick child really is that it impacts the whole family, like parents, siblings. So we have an open policy in our department where kids' little brothers and sisters can come be there, be at bedside. We really are focusing on the opportunity to keep the family whole in a really stressful time.
There's a phrase about cancer that says more than four. What does that mean?
That means that currently about 4% of the federal funding for cancer goes to pediatric cancers. And that's a discrepancy that's really hard to talk about, right? As someone who's dedicated their life to the care of children with cancer. And it's hard to kind of narrow down if that's a discrepancy that has to do with children doing better through what we have in research and forgetting about specific diagnoses. It's more of a smaller population. Less children get cancer than adults do, but we still do have quite a bit of work to do in curing some of the diseases that are really challenging.
I'm speaking with Scarlett Czarnecki, Director of Patient Care for Loma Linda University Children's Hospital's Pediatric Hematology and Oncology Services, and Darren Hanlon, Director of Operations for Corky's Kitchen and Bakery. What is Cookies for Cancer and who does it support?
Cookies for Cancer is an annual event that Corky's puts on every year to help support and raise funds for children battling pediatric cancer at Loma Linda University Children's Hospital. September is, as you stated, Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month, so it felt like a great fit not only to help financially support the kids, but also to help bring awareness to the cause. So all month long at Corky's, we'll be selling cookies with a portion of the proceeds going directly to the hospital.
And tell us, what is a Corky's Gold Ribbon Cookie?
A Gold Ribbon Cookie is a delicious, freshly baked sugar cookie topped with gold sprinkles, gold being the color of pediatric cancer awareness.
And how long have you been doing this fundraiser?
This will be our 10th year, and so far we have raised over $187,000. Last year we raised just under $33,000, but this year we have an aggressive goal. We have our sights set on a $50,000 goal this year.
What made you want to give back to Loma Linda University Children's Hospital?
We have a family-owned and operated business that's very family-oriented, and pediatric cancer is underfunded, and we wanted to help out.
How much is donated from the cookies?
For each gold ribbon cookie, we donate $1.25. And for every other cookie that we sell, we donate an additional 50 cents.
And how long will you be doing this fundraiser?
We will be starting tomorrow, September 1st, through the end of the month, September 30th.
And how could the community get involved?
Absolutely. You could join us at any one of our 13 locations across Southern California and purchase a gold ribbon cookie. You could take a dozen home to your family, your coworkers, bring them to the office. You could also do a direct donation on the website at lluh.org/giving/donate/Corky's-cookies. You could also use a QR code found at any one of our 13 locations.
How about we put that link on our website too?
That would be amazing.
Tell us what Art for Cancer is and how that fits into what you're doing this month.
Sure. During September, we change our kids menu up a bit. We've added a space on the menu where kids can draw a picture and write an encouraging message to the kids in the oncology unit. This, hands down, is my favorite part of the promotion. I have three little kids myself, and just seeing and reading some of these heartfelt messages that these innocent children write to other children in need, it brings tears to my eyes every time. It really is an emotional thing, and it's so pure and so kind that these kids do for the other kids. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And I love that because we actually get those and we're able to decorate, you know, our playrooms, our nurses' stations with the artwork from kids from our community, essentially loving on the kids of their community that are fighting cancer.
Scarlett, what will the funds raised be used for?
Our priority is to provide exceptional experiences for kids in the hospital. So we love to use the money that is raised through the Corky's fundraisers to promote that, whether it's cooler toys in our playrooms, more game systems, video games. Actually, 1 year we did a whole technology overhaul in our area with brand new smart TVs and iPads for every room, which directly came from Corky's. And so we like to use the money that they raise and funds that are designated specifically for cancer to promote those good experiences. Last year, we were able to tour them and show them the future home of an interactive wall that we plan to place in our department, that we will be keying some of these funds for that as well.
If someone wanted to make a donation to LLUCH or start their own fundraiser, how could they go about doing that?
Well, we welcome and appreciate support from any sort of fundraising efforts. You could visit LLUCH.org and click ways to give.
I've been speaking with Scarlett Czarnecki, Director of Patient Care for Loma Linda University Children's Hospitals, Pediatric Hematology and Oncology Services, and Darren Hanlon, Director of Operations for Corky's Kitchen and Bakery, which throughout the month of September will be donating a portion of every cookie sold to LLUCH, as well as $1.25 from each Corky's Gold Ribbon cookie sold to LLUCH. Anything else you think we should know?
Come join us at Corky's Kitchen and Bakery and support our Cookies for Cancer drive.
I think people don't want to think about childhood cancer, really. And, you know, with September being Childhood Cancer Awareness Month and also kind of the time of year that kids go back to school, I just wanted to remind the people in our community that there are kids that aren't going to show up to your kids' classrooms this year because they're going to be being treated for cancer in our department. And those are the kids that don't get to play Little League and all of that. And I think as a community, we have a responsibility to rally behind them in any way that we can. And if that's buying a gold ribbon cookie at Corky's or finding another way to donate, I think it's something that should be a responsibility to all of us.
Thank you so much for speaking with us today. Thank you for making a difference in our community. And I hope this fundraiser is a huge success.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.